Hi there. You're about to enjoy the Chronicles of Tom and Jamie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Mann.
Hi, guys. My name's Annabelle Knight.
Hello, this is Becky Baldwin.
Hello, I'm Chesney.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 130th edition of the Chronicles of Podcast. It is I, the man who desperately needs a fucking haircut, Jamie, and joined, as always this week, it's this handsome fella right here.
What's going on? It's Tom. Welcome to the Chronicles of Podcast. Hit it!
Why did you want to put the desperately the haircut? Why was that in there?
It's just because I was doing the intro and then I sort of saw myself in the camera. I was like, wow, I really need a fucking haircut. So it just sort of fell out of my mouth as I was doing it.
I wonder what that's like now. I've always been curious what it is. I generally, because obviously I think I shaved my head in 2016.
So it's been like
8 years now. Yeah. I just like, it's nuts. I can't remember what it feels like anymore. It's
How
kind
often
of weird.
Do you have to shave it? Just out of interest?
Like a week, every week or so. It grows so quick, but it's like horseshoe. Nothing here. Horseshoe at 36. Like a fucking monk. So I walk through the hood being like, Hiro li to pe suki, Hiro haru ti hudi. You know, that's just shit like that. You'll see me doing a massive cross on my hand being like, Lipo tabo ni ho. I don't know if monks even speak that way. I imagine they go, hello, how are you? Do you reckon that God plays weather roulette? Do you reckon it's like some big slot machine or some big roulette wheel? And like sunshine is the jackpot.
He doesn't get the fucking jackpot a lot, if that is the case.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm saying. So it's like he only gets one pull at one free spin a day. It's like ding, 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 rain.
Yeah.
You know, there's rather like wind, hail, and sometimes it gets like thunder, rain, and wind, and it's like all a combination of the three.
I like that idea. I remember when people used to say when we were kids, it was God causing the weather. It's like, oh, he's moving his furniture around. That's why it's thundering. Things like that.
Yeah. Oh, he's having a wee. It's raining. That, yeah. Stuff like that. I mean, if he's weird, that is very, very dangerous. That's how your wee comes out.
Yes. Like, very.
All over the world. I mean, if I piss at that, I'll be at the doctor's. So chop it off.
Can God go to the doctors? Is there a God doctor?
Well, there's no God. So,
this is very true.
Yeah, God doctor. That's like a whole new world. Fucking Aladdin's up there. That's where they got the song from. But yeah, I just like the idea that he's just playing roulette and he's like, fuck. Like, it only gets like rain all the time. Sorry, everyone down there. And there's obviously no weather up there, though, is there? Because he is weather.
Well, this is very true, actually. At least if it is him playing roulette, it would give some form of explanation to what the fuck goes on out there, because I ain't got a clue.
There was like a thunderstorm a couple of days ago. I'm like, eh?
Yeah, no, it's blistering sunshine today. I'm like, it's going to rain tomorrow. I can guarantee it almost.
Apparently it's meant to be great, but there we are. But still, Jimmy, have you ever given somebody a cold shoulder? I won't give you the left. The left is the warm. This is the hot side. I'll give you the right. This is the cold shoulder. Have that. Yes, it's fucking freezing over here, though. I need some sort of pad to keep it warm. But as for now, you can have a cold shoulder. Enjoy.
I love that you're still managing to find these fucking weird things in the English language. I never thought of that one before.
Are you right there, Tom? Yeah, weirdly, I've got a very, very cold shoulder. I don't know why.
Do you want it?
I will happily give it to you. Oh, it's too warm now. I can't give it to you. I must keep it at distance. It must stay away. It's too warm for you right now. Too warm. When it gets cold, I'll be sure to give it to you.
I'm trying to remember what the expression actually means now.
Ignore somebody?
Something like that, isn't it? Yeah. It
gave me the cold shoulder, bastard. Look at it. Well, I've just got a shoulder in my hand. What the fuck am I going to do with this? It's too cold. I don't know what to do with it. Do you leave it in the fridge or something? Is that how you keep it gas and chilled? Does it like go off if you leave it outside in the warm? It's like its own ecosystem, a fucking shit kind of thing. It's too hot. Oh, my shoulder's too hot. Fucking hell. Calm down, Bill. Calm down.
What a weird saying that is. That is really... Oh, don't like him. Bastard. I'm going to give him a cold shoulder.
It's like, I'll give you a knuckle sandwich. Does that mean to put your fist in bread first?
Yeah, what's the sandwich part? That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah. Hang on. I can't punch you. Hang on, fuck's sake. Have you got the Orvis? Have you got Orvis? I've run out of Kingsmill, so I need some Orvis. There we go. Just tape it on. Now I can give you a knuckle sandwich, mate. All right. Enjoy eating that. Well, you can't. Unless you're holding it, this bit of it is going to have to rest.
I'm going to punch you. I have to go really slow so this top piece don't fall off.
Yeah. Oh, you like Orvis? Bollocks. You got Warburton's. Bollocks. Fuck's it. Never mind.
Oh, they're up north. Everyone likes Orvis. Come on.
I don't know. I've never done a southern accent ever.
I don't think so.
I think any time we go to take the piss to do a story, it's always northern. It's just because the northerners are great.
Yeah, it's just they're great and it's a great accent. So why wouldn't we honour it?
Exactly.
As soon as you get to the Midlands, you're fucked. So
the other thing I was going through my mind is, you know, when people work in offices and if they're not doing their work, they're playing games on the computer. Yes. Why is it always solitaire? Why is it never Minesweeper? Or, you know,
because no one knows how to play Minesweeper. That's why it's not Minesweeper.
Oh, it's pretty straightforward. The numbers equate to how many bombs are around. But yeah, still. I'll leave that. That's
all
right.
All right.
It's a very simple, straightforward game. Never mind. If I was going to do it right, I'd just take a fucking console in. Just kill the whole fucking hog. If you want to sit and play games, fuck solitaire. It gets boring after a while. Let's fucking PS5. Yeah. And if it's coming in, you can shove like a little shelf underneath it. You just like shove the controller and put it underneath. It's like, yeah, totally working away. What's that extra cable in there for? That's for extra power.
For all that the cable, work I'm doing.
Yeah, it gives me makes my internet, it makes my computer faster. Okay, that's what that cable does there. Why is it? Why is it HDMI? Yeah, for no reason whatsoever. It just gives me extra power. That it's a super HDMI.
Super HDMI,
but it's bollocks, isn't it? Like, it's always solitaire. It's never anything else.
I'm trying to remember what the other games were now. Solitaire, Minesweeper, and
Spider Solitaire, Free Cell.
Free Cell, yeah, I didn't understand that one either.
God, that was hard as fuck.
Yeah,
so hard. You think you get the hang of it, and you go, "Hang on a sec, no, what the fuck is what's nice to get?" So I did the ace, but that's all the way in that corner. So how the fuck do you get that out? And then no cards matching. Like what the hell?
I just used to click on buttons and it eventually go, you've lost. Or, okay, I don't know what I did to lose, but I've lost. I don't know.
What cell am I freeing? I don't understand what cell I'm freeing here, but still. Has it got anything to do with cards?
Probably not. Never heard
that
game.
I think spades is another one as well, but yeah. And now you get like pinball and...
pinball.
There's loads now. I feel like pinball with a mouse is cheating.
It is, to be fair, yeah. It's definitely cheating.
It's fucking piss this. Fucking easy. That just, yeah. Obviously, like a bionic finger. It's like destroy the mouse. Like, oh shit. What happened to your mouse? Oh, basically, I was doing a pie chart. And when I was swinging it around, I just pressed too hard for some reason when I was circling for pie chart. Yeah, I just kind of like crushed it in my hand like a can. Sorry about that. I don't know if you can. I get a new mouse. Actually, them sideways ones that are for like, they're like a weird, like for people that, they're a speciality one, and my brain isn't working as to what they're for. But you get sideways ones now that are more comfortable to hold. I don't fucking know. Completely almost ripped my headphones out and almost threw my lights on the floor. That'd been great, wouldn't it? What's that? Show? Like, hello there, you're all right. Look like I'm on a side on another fucking wall or something. But yeah, that was just my random thoughts for the day.
I like it. I like it a lot. And now I really want to know how to play Free Cell now. I had a thought the other day.
That's what played The Last of Us. Fuck Free Cell. Uncharted will do. I'm absolutely loving this unbelievable game that takes 15 hours to download God of War. Fucking love it. Do you know what? Actually, it's boring me. I fancy some Free Cell. I need to free that cell. Fuck God of War. Fuck this game. We got a 10 out of 10 and 5 stars everywhere. Fuck that I paid 90 quid for. No, I want to go play some fucking Free Cell, mate. It's free.
At least I'd have to wait 15 hours to download Free Cell.
Work out that fucking ace out that corner.
It's better. You could work out and play Free Cell while you're waiting for God of War to install. Job done.
Become a Free Cell fucking master.
I want to know now if anyone knows how to play it. Anyway, yeah, I had a thought the other day. I put a clip up because I've been doing these daily clips on TikTok from the show, and there was one about disposable cameras. And I got to thinking, do you remember the age of digital cameras when we all went to gigs and festivals with our digital cameras and you'd get to the point where you ran out of photo space because your memory card was full? You have to sort of go through it and delete pictures. Like, that one's not very good, so I'll make space for another photo or delete that one. Wow, we have come a long way with technology. It wasn't even that long ago.
I definitely didn't have one.
Did you not?
No.
I remember going to festivals and taking photos, and I was like, shit, I've got to delete some photos. I've got no room. I've got no camera space left for the headliners. God damn it.
Did you not just think to bring another memory card?
That would probably make sense. But I'm sure some people did that, but not me.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I know. Memory cards were fucking expensive back then.
Do you know what I'm waiting for? Do you know what I'm waiting for? People bring that fucking hooded cameras. They put the hood over and have the big clicker at the front. Yeah. And everyone blinds everyone. Fucking hell, I mean, I know it was sunny, but Jesus Christ. What about red eye? Be shut eye. Oh, that was blinding. I think I'm blind now. Your eyes are closed. No, they're not. They're definitely open. Can't fucking see out.
Imagine that. Fucking fest.
Just a whole row of people.
The headliner just walks off the stage because they can't see where they're going.
So, for some reason, I had a wind-up in my head as well. Were there wind-up cameras? There weren't, were there?
Was it
a thing you go, nee, like, fucking, like, run. It's like the 10-second thing to get the photo. Everyone, oh, bollocks.
I'm going to set the timer.
Polaroids, yeah. Hell yeah. I know that's still a thing. I remember dating somebody years and years ago, and on our first date, she's like, I had to have a Polaroid. And I was like, okay. So then it made me think that she got some sort of form of secret fucking book with like all her first dates in.
Like, it sound like it.
Weird. I think I'd be the photo like.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had this memory of digital cameras.
Yeah. No, fair. How are you?
I'm good. I'm absolutely knackered, but because I've been working nights and today I had things to do, so I literally got home, had a couple of hours kip, literally about 2 hours kip, and then just been cracking on with the rest of my day.
So when you say you had things to do, right? What were they?
I had been selling a bunch of stuff on Facebook. Oh, once. I had someone coming over for that, and yeah.
No,
after that, I pretty much sat on my ass and played video games. So
I would have said, oh, sorry, I'm going to be asleep because I'm on fucking nights. Can you come later or tomorrow?
I normally get up around 11, 12 on my day off, you know, because it's my one day off. I don't really want to waste it sleeping all fucking day, especially if I'm going to sleep on the night time. So just a power nap will do me. A power nap will do me. He says, fall them asleep right now. Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm waiting for you to fucking nod off right now.
What about you, my friend? How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Tired. I think for people that know me personally, know that I had a bit of an epic breakdown on Monday. But all is well. Fine. Just moseying.
Ooh, good word.
Yeah, so moseying on. But Moses, do you think? I'm not parting any fucking seas, though.
No, my mate.
Or rivers. I mean, I can't fucking do it, so it'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it? Like, God, I feel really down today. Why are you going to part a river? Do you know what? That's a fucking great idea.
But have you tried? Have some faith in yourself. You never know.
River Severn. I come out and try little fucking shitty streams in parks. Just come out and it's like little tiny fucking like little fountains. Like,
it's a good course of havoc in Pitville Park if you're well away.
Got a fucking swans on his hat. Where? Fucking swans and heron.
Fucked, yeah. Don't mess around with Pitville.
They're living shit kicked out of fucking birds. Commanding the waves, like, yes, lovely.
Swans just sat on top of the wave, like, just you fucking wait, mate.
It's the fucking geese.
Geese are evil.
Yes, they are.
Proper evil.
Yes, they fucking are.
Die.
What have you been doing yourself? Fill me in.
To be honest with you, fuck all. I've been literally re-annering. Like, I went out last night. I'll get to that in a minute. But other than that, Fuck all. I haven't even been to see the kids yet. I'm going tomorrow, so I can't even talk about that, really. Yeah, it's been a pretty quiet week. I've mostly been Rhiannon. But, as I was going to say, last night I did go to a gig, and I went to see Tenacious D, and it was fucking incredible. It was absolutely amazing. Third time seeing them, and I think they're actually the best I've seen them as well. Like, they've got better with age. They really have. There's a guy supporting me, and he caught the end of his set called Dave Hill. I thought it was going to be Dave Hill from Slade. That's what I was expecting when we turned up. And it wasn't at all. It's some comedian from Cleveland. And he's got like his own band, but he does comedy as well. So he sang some songs, and they were weird. And he was telling jokes. He was like, this is going to be my letter to the board at Poundland for ideas for their new slogan. And it's like, Poundland, why don't you just kill yourself? And all this sort of thing, that was just one that stuck in my head. Very weird comedy, but it was pretty funny as well. He was doing load of chat-up lines as well. And it was like, yeah, weird, but funny. And like I told you afterwards as well, the fact that I found out that his band actually do the theme song to Last Week Tonight, which I thought was pretty cool. It's actually a really good song. I enjoyed it. So yeah, they was good. It was pretty funny. And then, of course, Tenacious D. Like, absolutely incredible. Brilliant set list. The crowd were amazing as well. Like, the song they opened with, I could barely hear the band. The crowd was that loud singing along to like every fucking song. Like, it's a brilliant atmosphere in the crowd. Apart from, I'm pretty certain every tall person in the place stood in front of us at one point. It just always seems to be the way. But my favorite thing from the crowd wise, there was this woman in front of us. She must have been pissed as a fart, but she was loving life. And the amount of videos and photos she was taking, but they were all like, Like at one point she was filming, but I noticed she didn't actually press record on her phone. So she was just waving her phone.
Why did you go to a gig that's like, you want to remember, you paid, it was like 80 quid a go as well. It wasn't something exactly like that, a cheap show. Like, fuck me.
Yeah, it was like, all over the place. She was probably taking photos so she could remember what happened because she seemed that drunk.
Yeah, but she wasn't even fucking taking them. Sounds like what you were saying. So, oh, just ridiculous.
Maybe it's almost the same one she took. I was like, that photo is awful. I said to Becky, she's going to wake up in the morning, look for a camera roll, and just turn into a massive Matt Hardy promo. Because she's like, delete, 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 delete. Because they're all shit, no doubt. Really amusing.
Why people just live in the moment and enjoy the memory of it rather than, why would you get so fucking wasted for a show that you, God, I just, knows. I don't get it. No. I really don't get it at all.
I don't get it. I don't even like to have a drink in case I need to go and have a piss in the middle of the show. Or like, I paid out my arse for this. I want to see the whole show. Because, yeah, it's expensive. And plus, getting through that crowd is not fun. But, yeah, other than that, afterwards, we had to wait over an hour to get out of the car park, which kind of put a dampener on the mood of the evening, and then that's going to work. But, yeah, other than that, it was fucking
incredible. Wait, what time did it finish, then?
It finished at 10:30, and we didn't get out of the car park until about 9:45.
What time did you start work?
It's supposed to be 10, but they said I could go in after it's finished, basically because I couldn't have annual leave, I couldn't have the day off, but they said I could go in late and just take whatever time I missed as annual leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did they play Kickapoo?
They did. That's what they opened with. That's what you couldn't fucking hear. But the set list was incredible, and songs were in places I wasn't expecting. Like, Tribute was stupidly early in the set. I was like, well, they're going to close with that.
Yeah, I think people are a bit over that song now.
Probably, because it is played about 50 times a day on Kerrang, probably still to this day.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's back. Kerrang now, it's just that song.
Yeah, I think they just put Kerrang and Gay Bar on repeat over and over again.
Yeah, because that's all they want to do. It's like, I think we're closing it down, fuck it, put whatever you want on. And then put Can I Play a Madness randomly in the middle.
Oh, what about you, my friend? What have you been up to?
Not a whole ass of a lot, my friend. Not a whole ass of a lot. Went away at the weekend, which is really fucking nice. Saw a car on the motorway, which this is genuine. Their number plate was WW11 fan. World War II fan, are you? Interesting. But what I don't know if fuck? It was, I don't know if it was actually, like, I'm not entirely sure if it was what you call a personalized number plate or if it was just that's just what it was.
But even if it was personalized, you'd look at that and go, someone's gonna think I'm a fan of World War II, aren't they? You'd change that.
Yeah, so it was even weirder when I saw the tash and the fucking swastika on her hat, but still. There was a lady driving, and I was a bit like, You'd get that changed, surely.
You really would.
You'd look at that and you'd go, God, I love the fact that Germany invaded Poland and then killed fuckloads of Jews. Unbelievable. What's my favourite, that war? You got a favourite war? Mine, personally, is the Battle of Hastings, 1066. Loved it. Love the way they chopped and chopped in Normandy with their swords and shit.
Chopped and chopped.
The way they shot those arrows to the sky at a 45-degree angle, per se, to make sure that it flows up and flows right down above there. But they shielded. And the way they shielded was just to perfection. You know, you could see that arrow glide and then it flew through and it bounced off that shield. That person was very safe. And I was very pleased to hear it until that sword went through his skull. I was like, oh, fucking hell. Look at all the piss and blood everywhere. That's what my favourite battle is. The bloodier the better, I tell thee. God, I love a red wedding.
Wish too much Game of Thrones, you, Bill. We want to chill out.
It's a bit weird that some people have a favourite war, isn't it, when you think about it?
Do you actually have them? English sometimes when I speak.
Well, they must do, because people write books and do studies and documentaries where they must have a passion for the subject. In order to do that,
maybe it's the fascination as to how it all came about and why, rather than the actual act of it itself. I just think it's fucking mental.
It's a little bit odd, but
you know, the Vietnam War, like that sort of bollocks. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man. You know, I looked at them and I was like, that's a bit weird.
Very weird.
But there we are. So lush weekend away. What else have we done?
Where did you go? I just realized you said you went away. Where did you go?
We went to Burnham-on-Sea. Down by Breen and Weston-super-Mare and like down those parts. What else have I been doing? Rhiannering, of course. For those that watch this show and then keep asking me what Rhiannering means, it means work. All right, because if you think about it, Rhiannering is work. So we used to say Madonnaing for holidays and stuff. Yeah. Holiday, and that sort of crap. But we grew up a little bit. And only use Rhiannering now because it just stuck, and that's just how it is to deal with it. But now you know, for those people,
it feel weird to say anything else now, to be honest with you.
For people that are new to us, Rhiannering means that we work. So we did a lot of that. I went to go and see a flat today, which is all right. It was small. The guy was lush, really nice guy that owns it, but it was just a bit of a box. I felt like I was a fucking giant in that place.
Smaller than the room
you know, I felt like a bit like Alice in Wonderland with the tiny little doors. And yeah. I was like, open the door, just my eye poking through, like, hello. So, I feel like we'd be on top of each other a lot and not in a literal sense. So I was a bit like, nah. So, man, other than that, like, I've been catching a lot of wrestling. I've been to see my sister and my nephew. It was his birthday on Monday, which I missed because of Rhiannering. Not a whole ass or lots of really report, my friend, to be honest with you. Just been applying for jobs, that sort of thing, trying to get the fuck out of there.
Is the refit done?
Don't call it a refit! No, so basically halfway through and it's fucked, so they have to start again. Things didn't work.
Brilliant. I felt like weirdly invested in this refit, I don't know why. Slide to
move. Yeah, that's fair. So, man, other than that, not a whole fucking ass of a lot really going on.
It's been a quiet week all around.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly. Just letting you know, got a brand new merch store out there.
Please let me say the link. Let me say the link, please.
Okay, yeah, okay, yes, you can say the link,
yes.
All right?
Okay.
So the link for the shop.
The link for the shop is www.saywecanfly.shop.
All right, good job, Seamus. So www.saywecanfly.shop. 10% off if you use the code.
Let me say the code, please.
Okay, fine. You can say the code. If you use the code.
The code is DeChronicles.
What? No, it's not.
DeChronicles.
No, it's not. It's The Chronicles, Seamus.
Yeah, that's what I say.
The Chronicles at checkout, all right? You get 10% off.
10% off.
Yes, they know. They know, Seamus. Okay.
I'm just trying to help, all right?
Visit www.saywecanfly.shop and use code THECHRONICLES for 10% off your order. Available at participating Say We Can Fly restaurants and web stores. Some restrictions may apply, but probably not.
Anyway,
I thought you'd fucking frozen then. I was literally about to say, you're still there, and then you moved.
I'm definitely still here. But stabbed Callum's regions.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something? Callum will be able to tell you. And Callum's treachings.
It's cereal soup.
Ooh.
Hello. This week's treachings come from the set of my own podcast, That Gym Couple Podcast, that I host with my partner, Lucy, where we discuss all things gyms, fitness, gym anxiety, and a bunch of other stuff in between. If you do have the opportunity to come and check us out at That Gym Couple Podcast on Spotify and YouTube, we'd very much appreciate it.
Callum is back to treat the nation, the world, and the universe. Jamie, what even is Callum treating us this week?
The general consensus is that if you can't afford something, you just shouldn't get it. Except for kids.
Not worthy. Just not worthy. That was fucking excellent. Oh, what an opener.
What can you even add to that? That is just framing. That is stunning.
Come on, because I ain't got kids. So
no, but I know, I completely agree though. The amount of people out there that just go, fuck it, let's have another one. Like, come on, think about it. Yeah. Oh, I feel like this is one of those touchy subjects where you agree, but do you want to say you agree without upsetting so many fucking people?
Personally, because I'm allowed to have an opinion, I don't want children.
No, this is very true.
So, you know, I absolutely agree. People love having children, and that's fine. Do you know what I mean? It's all down to personal choice. But what I can't fucking stand is when people go, so when are you having one?
Oh, probably. I know.
Like, we're all right. Yeah, but you're 35 now. You're 40 now.
So?
And? Society deems. No, I'm all right, thank you. But yeah, it's kind of weird. It amazed me how some people survive sometimes. Yeah. That sort of thing, because you'll get so much from them as well. And like, it costs like out of your fucking ass for like a nappy.
Yeah. Shit ain't cheap.
No, I know it's not.
Literally. But, yeah.
Fucking get your Pampers. £20 a nappy, that is. £20, all right. You get the food and the wipes, and then you've got to make sure everything's sterilised and do this and do that and do the other.
Yeah, it ain't easy. It's not easy. You realise truly just how expensive it has to have children when you buy their first school uniform. Because then you realise how much they fucking charge for the uniforms with the school's badge on it. And that's when you go, oh, this just is...
Are there still specialist shops for that now?
I know of one near us.
That's crazy how that's a thing. You would have thought that business would thrive.
I know, right? But I literally know one shop, and they cater for like 10 schools in there, something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts.
I can't add to this because I fully agree.
No, I suppose you can't, though.
You know, I have nothing to divulge in this.
Just because I have kids, I still fucking agree with him. If you can't afford it, don't do it, because it's not fair.
And you got four.
Yeah, I can afford them. It's fine.
Fair enough. But I'm just too selfish, my friend. Just way too selfish. Anyway, we better get off this subject. What else is Callum treating us this week?
Living with your parents is free, but at the cost of your own mental health.
What the fuck is going on this week?
Again, he's bang on.
He's absolutely bang on.
Although, I wish I hadn't left as early as I did.
Yeah, I get that.
Because yeah. I was like, as soon as I said 18, I was like, bye! And then went, oh, fuck. Like, this shit's expensive.
Yeah, I could have stayed at home and dealt with it and saved up some money, but no, I decided to run out of the house.
I started to be like, fuck you, mum and dad, goodbye. And they were like, tatty bye, see you later. Go fucking enjoy yourself, because this door is now closed. Thank you for coming.
Don't think you're coming back.
Yeah, well, exactly. Ta-ta! Go survive out in the real world now, motherfucker.
We've already converted your bedroom. Fuck off.
I've had 18 years of your shit. Yeah. How wrong we were. Like, yeah. You know, I learned that age. You're like, oh my God, I can go out. I can do this. Shit costs money. Holy fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, you might mentally be healthy for about a year or two, but then you start crying because you've got fucking bills to pay.
Basically, no matter what you do, it's going to fuck your mental health in this world. The more you look at it, stay at home, your parents drive you mad and you go insane. Move out, you're skint and you go insane. Either way, you're fucked. Yeah.
So yeah, hindsight is a beautiful and wonderful thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Finally, Mr. Westwood, what is Callum treating us this week?
So we've all just kind of accepted that our mobile phones are listening to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I can't remember what I was talking about yesterday. I was talking to somebody about some... Oh, I was talking to Paul. I saw Paul for coffee yesterday. We were talking about Blair Kinghorn, who plays fullback for Scotland Rugby. He got his face smashed in by someone's knee falling on him, right? In a game on Sunday. And he, like, fucked his nose up, right? And we were talking about the fact that he was on a FaceTime call with Adam Hastings, who also plays for Scotland Rugby for Gloucester. And they were having a FaceTime call, and Blair didn't know that Adam had taken a screenshot of Blair's face, full face in the screen, and Adam is just laughing in the corner, and he's posting all over social media. Anyway, me and Paul were talking about it, and I couldn't find the photo. I was like, oh, mate, I can't find it, sorry. I'll try and find it later, I'll send it to you. I was at my sister's chatting, and then I saw it on my phone, and it's the first thing that came up on my social media, and I was like,
That's weird.
It is, isn't it? I went, here it is, but how the fuck... But you could we've been talking about geese earlier today, yeah? I bet you some fucking, like, I don't know, geese teeth toothbrushes that start coming up on fucking, you know, from like Wish or some absolute random ass fucking bollocksy website, doesn't it? Temu or something. Like, you've got swan brushes and heron brushes, now get the goose toothbrush. Yes, lovely. They will snap it in fucking six and also take your fingers and hand with it. Because they can't fucking stand human interaction. That's why. It's 10 foot long. So when you're brushing the teeth, make sure to use it like a boom mic.
Get your goose brush now.
Ah! Oh, thank you. Thank you, old goose, for awing at me before threatening to attempt to kill me. Yes, please. More please.
So, when this first started, I thought you meant a human toothbrush that was shaped like a goose. Now I'm realizing you mean a toothbrush for geese.
Yes.
Okay.
But you must attempt at 25 meters away.
If this doesn't pop up on my Wish now, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Is Wish even a thing anymore? Is that even popped up anymore?
I think sometimes. It's mostly like Temu I see nowadays. And Sheen.
Temu. Oh, Sheen.
People fucking love a Sheen order.
Yes, Mally.
Yeah.
Did you and get the your free Sheen?
Yeah. Everyone loves a Sheen order.
Weird. But yeah, you must approach with caution when brushing geese's teeth, if they even have any. Oh, okay. Just a bill cleaner then.
I'm not up to date on my geese orthodontry, if that's not even a word.
Mind you, I watched someone do a plastic surgery. Fuck me. Right, should we try that again? I saw a vet bird specialist baby put a new beak on a toucan.
Okay, that's adorable.
That was amazing. It was fascinating to watch. It had its beak snapped off for, I can't remember what for, and then made a brand new prosthetic one, and it was incredible to watch.
That's amazing.
But is it toucan or toucan?
Ooh, I normally say toucan. I think it sounds better.
Oh, toucan. Oh, okay, I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. There's so many ways to say English words. Amazing we can learn our fucking language these days.
It's that scone and scone thing in it again.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh, I never say scone. Well, that's wrong. You're incorrect. It's definitely scone. Well, no, you can say it both ways, twat. Like, you don't have to fucking start having a go. Is it yogurt or yogurt? Yes, well, exactly. Fuck off. tomato, tomato. Oh, God, get in the bin.
You're right, though. It's amazing people can learn our language because we say different words multiple different ways.
Weather the weather may be the weather, but whether it is the weather, I have no eye weather. Ah, oh, Callum. Absolutely delicious on so many. I mean, those first two were a bit like, how to elaborate? Like, how do you make fun of that?
Like, I feel like someone's annoyed him today. Because
you reckon?
Someone's cut him up with all their kids or something. He's like, why are you even fucking having them?
Yeah. And now I've got to follow.
You do.
It's time to tell the journal. And welcome to another edition of Tom's Journal.
Mummy, I'm Cinderella.
Of course you are, sweetheart. Look, Dad, I'm the Green Ranger. Nope, no you're not. I'm the Green Ranger. You can be the Red.
Yes!
Oh, I love when my boyfriend plans cute dates. You fancy doing something later? Yeah, we'll get a curry and shag.
Sounds like a great night. What should we plan for? Yeah.
So, I've been watching my kid play outside from the sunroom. Who has a fucking sunroom?
It's a sunroom.
And he's been standing outside the door saying bacon for like 10 minutes. And I keep saying, love, we haven't got any. But I've just realised he's been saying back in. No, I haven't got any of that. In, please. We haven't got any. Sorry. I won't get back in. I went to see the man at the post office and he said, how's it going? I replied, yeah, good, you? And he went, no, I mean, how are you sending the parcel? Won't be leaving my house for a while.
That's got to have happened to someone. It's got to.
How's it going? Oh, yeah, well, do you know what? My wife left, but it's been a bit shit, really. No, I meant, how's the parcel? How's it going? First, second class. I think you might pull this number, mate. You'll be all right. God, Jamie. No member of Metallica has ever appeared on Sesame Street. Master of Puppets, my ass.
That's a missed opportunity if ever there was one. My God, why has that never happened?
No, get him on.
Say no.
Don't join in.
Okay.
When the moon hits your eye and you hiss at the sky, use a possum.
It's not where I saw that going.
What can I say? Hey, well, I fucking hope so at all. Guy Fieri's spiked hair might seem really weird at first, until you realise it's actually his natural defence against getting ratatouille'd in the kitchen.
The rat's in his hat, like, fuck, ow, ow.
Yeah. Ah, oh, fuck. Ah, dead. Took a really slow, painful trap. Me, I'll take one slice of goth lasagna, please. Store clerk, that's a chocolate cake.
That's it. Chocolate cake will forever be known as goth lasagna. That's it. Done. That's fucking beautiful.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Jamie, I want abs. Absolutely all the donuts. Oh, some fucking great shit this week. I love it. So I've moved to Japan and I've just met my neighbour. In brackets, I can't speak English. Thank you for the present. My name is Hiroshi Yamashita. I'm 52 years old. The divorce and I live alone. You can use it if you like. I'm stuffed and toilet paper. Do you have navy? Yes, no? Please tell me your child's name. Thank you for your friend operation.
That's so adorable, yet so confusing. Your friend operation.
Fucking brilliant. Do you have navy? my mum got a pack of candles and only realised once she started putting them together on the cake that they say birthday boy and not happy birthday. So we made do. Happy birthday! And this was my last birthday cake. It says thyroid baby.
Wouldn't you just fuck off the candles and just have birthday on it or something?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. Michelangelo. The fact that he was a turtle makes it so much more impressive.
Fuck's sake. There it is. I knew it was coming. It we'd gone way too long into the journal without a stupid entry. I knew it was coming.
Dracula. You gotta stop, man! Me, turning another vegan into a vampire. But they get so mad!
Oh,
incredible.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely incredible. I'm going to end on this absolutely superb, superb entry. I own a bakery. And a lady phoned me up wanting a cake with I suck cocks written on it. I thought it was really weird, but I made it anyway. Mrs. Cox was livid when I delivered it. So was her son, Isaac.
And that's why good handwriting is important.
And that was another edition of Tom's Journal.
Fucking beautiful, sir. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, so God. What if she just gave it him anyway? Fuck it, why not?
Yeah, why not?
But he probably found it hilarious, didn't he?
It's about getting into schools and talking to young people because, you know, I know that people can change. And it's about talking to people and getting them to understand and perhaps step back from violence and prejudice and whatever. And we just need to work together and keep on the good fight there.
Absolutely. Hey there, guys. We are ecstatically happy to announce that we are associated with the Sophie Lancaster Foundation.
The times are changing, and with the unfortunate death of Sophie, those changes have made a massive impact for the future. If Sophie was with us still today, I can guarantee what you are doing will still be reaching so many lives of young teenagers, young adults, and those who wish to be as different as possible. So thank you very much.
To find out more about this incredible foundation and all the work they do, and more importantly, how you can help, head on over to www.sophielancasterfoundation.com.
Mr. Stevens. Mr. Stevens.
I thought about you just taking a Stevens. What's that?
It was. It was fucking gently, but it obviously didn't do it very well.
Okay. I guess that was played last night as well, then.
Of course.
Jamie.
It's audience participation.
Participate, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to participate in Jamie's participation challenge.
Linkin Park and Tenacious D. Sounds like a metal festival of the 2000s. Anyway, every so often, an actor decides to try something new and release some music. Some good, some not so good. What are your favourite examples of an actor or an actress releasing music? What say you, Mr. Stevens?
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, his music's incredible. It's so weird.
Alexander Armstrong.
I've not heard that.
I'm pretty sure it's like, hey, you know, like fucking Frank Sinatra bullshit. The day would never end. Every actor or person of some celebrity seems to go, I do Frank Sinatra, I think.
It does seem to be, yeah. It does seem to be. They all decide to just have a go at doing some Frank. I'm surprised you didn't say, oh my God, what was his name going out of my head? In 24.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer
yeah.
Sutherland, there we go.
Yeah, that was great. He was amazing.
I forgot you would see him, didn't you?
Yeah, I stopped two old men from fighting.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I got a couple for this. I went through my playlist because I thought, you know what? There's some obviously terrible ones, but I actually wanted to highlight some good ones because I got a couple I actually got in my playlist because I genuinely love them. Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye himself, released a song called Main Attraction, and it's brilliant. Genuinely really like that song. It's a really good song. Yeah, it's really good. And the other one I've got is it's a band called Work in Progress, do a song called Dream Eater, and their lead singer is, I'm gonna butcher this fucker's name, Gaten Matarazzo, who plays Dustin in Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
Again, incredible. Really good song. I absolutely love it. So if people haven't heard those, go check them out. Shall I get some audience answers? Unfortunately, we didn't get that much this week because my silly ass posted it right at the last minute. First off, we've got Joff Fitch, who says, just been listening to some Tenacious D after seeing Tom's brother and sister went to see them last night. Perfect example. Perfect example. I wasn't sure if that was going to count because I wasn't sure if he did music or acting first. But I believe he did acting first, so it does count.
He did, yeah.
Yes. Josh Clark has just posted a music video for Marion Cotillard doing a song called Enter the Game. I know the name, I know the face, I can't remember what she's from, but I had no idea she released music. So I don't know why I get the feeling it's terrible. Just looking at the little thumbnail from the video, get this feeling it's going to be very 80s and terrible. Graham Arnold. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good, but always epic. Christopher Lee. Yeah, Christopher Lee has appeared on so many metal albums. And they're always, like you said, terrible or good or epic. Yeah, it just talks over it. It's brilliant. Nina Hewitson, she comes up with two and says, Christopher Lee on the Hollywood Vampires album. And let's be honest, Kylie Minogue surely has to be at the top of this list. Yeah, it's got to be, surely, isn't it? Claire Jones, in the most predictable Claire Jones answer ever, Jensen Ackles, sexy man, sexy voice. She's like a teenager with his fucking man.
Who is he?
He's in Supernatural. He's done loads of stuff. But yeah, he does a very good cover of Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. I'll give her credit. He does do a very good cover though. Matt Rose, the fact I know this exists still hurts me because it's so damn bad. And he's just posted a music video of Girl, It's All Right by Steven Seagal.
Wow. Didn't Hasselhoff release one?
Hasselhoff released a shit ton of music. He was huge in Germany, like massive in Germany.
It's like riding my car on or something.
Yeah, come on and jump in my car.
That's the jump in my car, yeah, that's it. Jump in my car.
I wanna take you home. I wanna take you home. That's the only one of his I know. Gemma Williams, a very similar answer to before. I had to Google to be sure, but sure. But as Google said, they were an actor first, Jack motherfucking Black. Yeah. Of course. PR Brown just posts an album cover of William Shatner.
Oh, God.
Whoever decided it was okay for William Shatner to release music, we need to have words. It's fucking awful. Do you remember the bit he did on Raw years ago? He sang a load of Wrestler's theme songs. It's so bad. He's like, it's all about the game and how you play it. It's so bad.
To play the game.
I do not remember this.
It's very bad. And Phil Jolly posting Leonard Nimoy's The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. That song is so shit, it's great.
I love that ballad.
The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. Yes, Spock himself released a song all about Bilbo Baggins from Lord of the Rings. It's as bad as you think it is, but in the best way.
I remembered one quickly, Jude Chicolella. who plays Mike Novick in 24. He's also got an album out.
Oh.
Just throwing it out there.
What is it with these actors that just all of a sudden go, fuck it, I'm going to release an album. Like, just decide it out of nowhere. Amy Mousey. Taylor Momsen is a fantastic example of this. Little Cindy Lou, who grew up to be quite something. The Pretty Reckless have some absolutely great songs. Although when I went to see them, I'm pretty certain Taylor was coming down from something.
Ah.
Rock and roll. Liam O'Donnell. Thomas Nicholson from American Pie movies has some really good music. He does. He's done a load of tours like Bold and Pursuit and stuff like that. Taylor Momsen. Christopher Lee. And can Jared Leto get a pass for The Beautiful Lie? The only 30 Seconds to Mars album I remotely like, and I think nostalgia plays a big part in that. I never know what people hate more with Jared Leto, his acting or his singing, because people just don't like the man, apparently. Shane Michael. I did not know this man released music, and I need to go and investigate. Idris Elba. I just imagine that is just beautiful. I've not even heard it, but I've just got this feeling it's going to be beautiful. Governance from a government, that's a covenant that you break daily. The parents, them don't make decisions. I'll give you a couple more. Mr. Ryan Williams. I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I swear it seems like every actor was trying to come out with a music album at the time. I mean, we had William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, Eddie Murphy, Bruce Willis, Tracy Ullman, Don Johnson, and of course, David Hasselhoff. Probably the one I respect would be David Hasselhoff, because Homeboy took his popularity in Germany and just rocked it for like the last 30 years. I'm pretty certain David Hasselhoff played at the Wall Fallen in Germany. That's how big he was over there. But for actually liking the song, I've got to go with Tracy Ullman, because her song reminded me of a doo-wop song from the 50s. Tracy Ullman, They Don't Know. I've not heard it, but I do know Tracy Ullman. Didn't The Simpsons originate on Tracy Ullman? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, check me out. And last but not least, it's the wonderful Mally Malpass. Kylie Minogue is surely the greatest actor turned singer ever, right? She transitioned so successfully that when she crossed back over into acting, it felt weird. Like when she was in The Delinquents, everyone was like, oh my God, Pop Princess Kylie is in a movie and there's no end to her bonza talents. Then she's like, fuck it, I'm going to star in the world's shittiest video game adaptation and then resume my pop career over the next 30 years.
What movie was she in?
She's in Street Fighter.
Was she?
Yeah. I'm pretty certain that's probably the film that she went, I'm just going to stick to music because this film's fucking dreadful. It's not a good film. It's a good film at all.
I can't wait for Mortal Kombat 2 when that comes out soon. So that's going to be amazing. Yeah. The first one, the new one, is unbelievable. Anyway, thank you to everybody that participated in Jamie's challenge. We appreciate you more than anything else in the entire planet. So thank you so much. If you enjoyed Jamie's participation challenge, Tom's Journal, Callum's Treachings, the... Okay. And the interviews, then you enjoy the other 120 editions of Chronicles of Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from, Spotify, Google, Apple, etc., etc. The main parts you can find us is all over social media at TCO Pod, and subscribe to us on YouTube at The Chronicles of Podcast. That's all social media at TCO Pod, and subscribe to us on YouTube at The Chronicles of Podcast. Oh yeah, Jamie wants to say something.
Yeah, I do. Before we get out of here, let's say a massive thank you to a few of our friends. Every single piece of music you heard on today's show was brought to you by the wonderful Mr. Matt Roberts. Go check him out on all social medias at Matt Roberts Music. Go follow him on Spotify, subscribe to him on YouTube, wherever it may be. Just send him your love and listen to all these fantastic songs. And of course, we have to say a massive thank you to Mr. Braden Barry and his SayWeCanFly.shop. Head on over to SayWeCanFly.shop. Take a look at all that beautiful merchandise, whether it be wonderful pieces of apparel, signed lyrics, signed CDs, vinyl, whatever it may be. Add it to your basket, enter that discount code, The Chronicles, and get yourself 10% off your order. And last but not least, a massive thank you to the Sophie Lancaster Foundation, because they are stamping out prejudice, hatred, and intolerance everywhere. If you're not familiar with Sophie's story, please head on over to SophieLancasterFoundation.com. Familiarise yourself with this story. It is a very important story to people all over the world to basically teach you that it's okay to be yourself. So if you're not familiar with that story, go make yourself familiar. Follow them on all the social medias and find out what you can do to help and spread that message. And last but not least, massive thank you to this handsome devil over here.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. Another great addition in the bag.
Indeed.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Appreciate it as always. Guys, hope you enjoyed. Apologies for how fucking shattered we are tonight. So, but another British in the bag. And as for this week, we'll see you all next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Ta-ta.